Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We are back in the saddle. Welcome in, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5-106.3 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier hanging out on the ones and twos at the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. Hope you're having a fine Wednesday morning as we are back after a little Christmas break. Predators are back in action tonight after the holiday break as they will take on the Carolina Hurricanes here at Bridgestone Arena. Joining us now is Philip Forsberg. Phil, good morning. Hope you had a good Christmas.
Yeah, it was great. I hope you guys had a great Christmas as well.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I know that that the way you guys lost that game is not ideal by any means. A tough one, first one against the Dallas Stars this year. How do you take that and hang on to that bad taste and then use it tonight to your advantage?
I do think there's obviously a little bit of that still hanging around, but I do think more important is obviously the lesson that kind of comes with it. That first of all, we obviously ideally would have liked to take in that game. Just taking it, not even let that second one in. But once it happens, the third one can obviously not. That's non-negotiable. That there's another one. We got to take that game and take it to overtime and at least give ourselves a chance to get 2 points there. So I think the lesson is definitely something that we need to learn going forward, and hopefully we'll be in the same situation again, up a goal and going into the last couple minutes of the game, and we can defend it a little bit better next time.
Overall, though, do you feel like that you guys are playing the way that you want to play as you go into the unofficial second half of the season after you get past the new year?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like for the most part, I think we've been doing a lot of good things. I think we've been growing as the season have gone on, and we definitely have built our game in a good way. I think we're playing pretty solid hockey for the most part, but there's always room for improvement too. But the foundation, I think, has been kind of established. Everybody knows what type of game we have to play to be successful. And when we do, we have success. And when we don't, we don't have it either. So I think it's fairly clear cut for everyone to see what kind of hockey we need to play going forward here.
We're talking to Philip Forsberg this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Philip, how much attention do you pay to the standings? Especially in the Central, in the Western Conference, the Central Division?
A little bit. I mean, I think it's in the start you don't really care at all, and then all of a sudden you start caring more and more, and the longer it goes, obviously you're keeping track of the other teams, kind of how they're doing as it goes down the stretch. But like I said, we can't really worry about that. We've put ourselves in a pretty good spot. I mean, we're in the playoff spot right now, and obviously we would like to keep climbing, and we got more than halfway to play still, but I do think that you keep a little bit of an eye on it, and obviously, yeah, there's certain teams that you know are going to be there, right there with you all the way, probably till the end, and so I guess you can say you keep a little closer eyes to them for sure.
As we head into the new year, and you guys are playing great and in striking distance of the top three teams, are you where you thought this team would be? Are you a little behind, a little ahead? Your thoughts on where you thought you'd be right now, heading into January 1st?
I'd say it's probably about where I was hoping to be. You know, like you want to be in the playoff contention. You obviously definitely don't want to be too far behind, and the higher the better, obviously. But with everything that was going on with new systems, new coaches, new everything, obviously a lot of new players, I think it took a little bit of time in the start for us to get going, and understandably, I mean, like I said, a lot of people are coming in and new systems, trying to get everybody on the same page takes a little while. But I think once we did that, I think we've been playing really good hockey. And other than that long road trip that we had where we were struggling for a little bit, I think we've been playing pretty well all year. And there's definitely a lot to build on.
Can you explain your overtime success? Because I love it, because it's like once the overtime starts, you get the puck. It's attack, 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 attack. Is that what you guys try to do right off the when the puck drops in overtime?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's when the game goes to overtime, it's already way past bedtime for a lot of fans, so we try to try to end it quickly for them, just so they won't have to be too tired in the morning. No, but seriously, we obviously just try to first off win the face off, and Ryan O'Reilly does a great job with that for the most part, and, you know, snapping it back, and we can kind of set up. And after that, it's been three fairly different ones in based on how they've come down the goals, but at the same time, it's been pretty quick striking attack, and Roman has done a great job on a couple of them too, just buying time and finding me in with time and space. So I think the three of us it's been working well, and hopefully we get to keep building on that going forward.
Philip Forsberg is with us, Predators forward, and you know, I've asked a few people this question. Barry Trotz has been asked this, Andrew Brunette, but you know, it seems like you have really flourished in this new system. And I know that, you know, you put a lot of pressure on yourself. There's a lot of pressure because you're a high-scoring player. But why do you think that this has been such a fit for you early on in this new system under Andrew Brunette?
The system itself is obviously designed for puck possession and for a lot of attack, a lot of aggressive play, and I like that. I mean, personally, that's kind of the way I want to play. I mean, you know, I love having the puck, love attacking the game, and with our line too, with O'Reilly and Nyquist has really been, it's been gelling really well so far. You know, I think those guys see the game similar to me. Obviously, they're really, really smart players, patient with the puck when they have it. There's a lot of them, a lot of those small little plays that we tried to work into our system, like getting close support in the O-zone and stuff like that, that those guys do really well. So I think it's been a good fit from day one, really.
You know how this game works. It can be streaky at times. And so, you know, if the goals dry up for a little bit, you know that they're going to come later. You've had to deal with that in your career. With some of the young guys on this team, as they go through those, you know, highs and lows, the ebbs and flows of a 82-game season, how do you help them kind of cope with that? Or do you just let them experience it and learn on their own?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's hard to give somebody advice because, I mean, you still deal with it. You know, it's not like I all of a sudden solved it. You know, now I score at least every third game. You know, it's not like you can just put a formula to it like that. But I think it's a little bit of both. You obviously just try to keep them because, you know, like I said, I've dealt with it many times, and hopefully I won't have to deal with anything super long this year. But you never know. I'm sure it's going to go up and down as it goes, especially when it comes to goal scoring. So I think the important part is just trying to keep – with your game, you know, trying to be effective in other ways, not just scoring goals, not just relying on the point production being the number one thing. You know, you got to keep playing hard and trying to be a contributor for the team, even if you don't put yourself on the score sheet, so to speak.
Philip, you got Carolina Rosentown tonight. They're almost a mirror of you guys, same points. They've scored a couple more goals than you have. What do you have to be aware of tonight when you take on Carolina?
I mean, they're a very aggressive team. They check forward everywhere. They obviously have a very high aggressive system that they trust to a default, which is clearly giving them success. A lot of man on man, you know, just you got your guy, and that's so if you beat a guy at the same time, you know, you have a clear lane for the most part to net. So I think the game we saw earlier when it was 6-5 in overtime, I think that is probably not the normal against these guys, but you know, we'd take it again if it ends the same way.
Well, Philip, good luck tonight against Carolina, and we'll see you later on at the rink.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Philip Forsberg joining us here on the program, always joined by a Predators player. It's fun talking to him because, you know, we've watched him literally grow up in front of us.
Right.
I mean, when Barry Trotz was, I think it was his last year as the head coach, Philip, they acquired him. He came in for five games. So now he's gone full circle. But watching him now, I feel like you are seeing what everybody thought Philip Forsberg would be. And I even think there's more to it.
Absolutely you are. Imagine being that good at your job.
Oh, yeah. Every day we try to do that, right?
I mean, imagine being that good at – I'm not sure I'm a quarter good at anything in my life is as good as he plays hockey. I mean, imagine being that good and just that talent. Plus, he's a good dude, man. I mean, he is always willing to talk, always signs autographs. I mean, there's off the ice. These guys are so solid, and Philip Forsberg falls into that category.
We'll have John McClain coming up at 9:30. We'll talk some NFL with him. Who we got at 10:30 today, JoJo?
Jim Arnold, former Vanderbilt punter, but he played for the Detroit Lions in the 80s and 90s. He never won. He was the 91 team that went to the playoffs, I think it was, or 92 or whatever it was.
Is that their last playoff win?
Yeah. Over the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll talk to Jim Arnold. And has the Lions, you know, they've become the favorite for everybody to go.
The darling.
And win the Super Bowl. Yeah, the darling favorite. There you go, to win the Super Bowl. So be good. And he lives here in Nashville, and we'll talk to Jim Arnold at 10:30.
The NFL is very intriguing right now, and I want to expand on that a little bit coming up next, because I feel like it's been so bad that it's been good. That's kind of my view on it.
It's bad
right now. We'll discuss that coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe. We're live today at Bridgestone Arena. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.